The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's International Fraud Awareness Week, and we've teamed up with Bank of Ireland to help educate and inform as to how to protect our online profiles. And we want to land the simple message: stop, think, check. And particularly in the run-up to Black Friday and Cyber Monday, we wanted to help arm consumers with the knowledge they need to avoid the scams. I'm joined in studio by Professor of Cyber Psychology, Dr. Mary Aiken. Mary, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat.
Why are we susceptible, taking the psychological thing? What is it that makes us vulnerable?
The point is that these attacks are getting increasingly sophisticated. So, you know, we've always had fraud. It's as old as the hills. But now we have cyber fraud. And we have very focused and sophisticated operators targeting victims. So we see a surge in four main types of fraud, which is smishing, investment scams, romance scams, and money muling. And I can explain what they are. And
smishing, first of all.
So smishing is your text-based attack. So that's a socially engineered attack, and that's trying to trick people into clicking on a link that might download malware or that might compromise their information. And we see this particularly associated with people waiting for parcels to be delivered. So at this time of year, with everybody online shopping, sure, I guarantee that every household in the country is waiting for a parcel. And we're going to see a surge in this type of attack.
So you get a text, not an email, a text.
Yep.
And there's a link contained within the text. And
yes,
it's saying, if you want to check the whereabouts of your parcel or
yes,
the delivery time, click on this.
Or asking for you to pay some duty charge or whatever.
Yeah.
And the other point about this, and the reason this is a socially engineered attack and very time sensitive, is people have ordered Christmas presents. So if you get something saying, listen, your parcel is held up until you pay the duty, the propensity is to pay the duty because you want to get that present that you've ordered for the kids.
A question. Are they actually targeting people who have ordered, or are they targeting everybody in the hope that they catch a few fish?
A combination of both. It depends on whether your phone number has been compromised. And your phone number has probably been compromised if you've used it in an ordering system online, and then that gets sold on and ultimately can end up with cyber criminals. So the point is to be very careful about your what we call digital exhaust, you know, the amount of information that you deposit online.
So when we're told stop, think, check, how do you do it for a smish?
Well, the first part is the urgency. It's pay this now or so stop. Don't respond to it. So check, did you actually order something? Is this coming from the relevant source?
How do you know if you've ordered on a site that it is within the EU and therefore there's no customs to be paid?
Well, that's think. Think about it. So
yeah,
if you've ordered something in the EU, you don't need to pay customs.
If you have a site that says .ie, masquerading as an Irish site, now you know that it could be in Germany, it could be within the EU, or it could be somewhere else, or can they get away with that?
And that's the sophistication of the criminality. And that's why across the board, the advice is to never respond to these texts. Never respond. Customs from a reputable delivery company, it'll usually come by email.
Okay.
So that's the smishing attacks.
The next one is what? Investments.
Investment scams. So, you know, we're at a time of year when everybody's spending a lot of money. So the idea of a get-rich-quick scheme to actually make some money or get some of the money you're spending at Christmas back. And these investment scams, they're investing in products that don't exist. So it might be something to do with shares, it might be something to do with cryptocurrency. And effectively, they're very sophisticated. The Gardaí have said that in Ireland, over 25 million has been stolen in the last year. Men are more likely to be a victim of this sort of attack. And there's a really interesting stat is that the men in the age range of 55 to 65, 64 years of old are of age are most frequently targeted. And as the victim's age increases, so does the amount that they lose.
Dear, oh dear, they're trying to multiply whatever little nest egg they have.
They have, and that's what they're trying to access. And this is why these are very nasty, socially engineered attacks. People who can't afford to lose money, maybe they're not working anymore, and that's their savings, and they're trying to double down on their savings and engaging in these scams. And that's why, again, we say stop, think, check. Don't just, you know, there's no such thing as an investment that can sort of, you know, triple your money overnight. You know, if it doesn't make sense, then it's likely fraudulent.
You know, the stuff you see sometimes popping up. How did Bono make his millions?
Exactly.
By investing in crypto. No, he didn't. He made it by writing and singing songs and appearing in gigs all across the world. That's how he made his money.
And that's true. And the very act of you clicking on that link, and this is really important, is that your digital exhaust online, as you click on these links, what you're showing is showing an interest and preference and likely having funds. And that information is captured in cookies. And then that is stored and that is sold on and ultimately can end up in the hands of criminals. So now they know that you, Pat, are a likely target because you click on the sort of stories that talk about making money from investment. And that makes you what we call in policing a high-risk victim.
Now, the next category, the romance scams, and women are more susceptible here than men.
Yes, yes. So again, if we think about this in a seasonal context, the most searched word online is lonely. And as we come up to Christmas, people who are on their own, you know, they can be more vulnerable. And that's when we see an escalation in these scams. And romance fraudsters, they're right at the top of the tree of psychological manipulation. And they use lots of different tactics, including grooming, which we see you know, more typically, say, in terms of child-related sex offending. They also use coercive control and domestic abuse type methodologies in terms of reeling in the victim. And when you're talking to one person online and you think that you're, and it's also a long play, it's not overnight, it's months and months and months. So when you're engaging in this relationship and you see a photograph of them and they'll never come on a video call and they're always on an oil rig or on a ship or in the military.
Yeah. And they are promising that someday they will visit you maybe.
Absolutely.
And then alas and alack, at the last moment, my funds have run dry, my check hasn't come through, my salary hasn't come through. Can you help me out? Because I really want to visit you in Ballina or wherever.
And what we would advise is the first thing is use Google image search. So if they've put up a photograph of themselves, drop it into Google image search and see where else this image is being used, because it's likely they're recycling the same handsome male photograph. And the other thing is have a picture in your mind of who you might be talking to. And this is a person sitting in, you know, some country and has 20 or 30 of them in a bank of operators manipulating hundreds of victims simultaneously. And when somebody comes live online, they immediately go to their notes and say, oh, that's Sarah. Her pet is called, you know, Bobby. She, you know, this is her birthday. And they bring up their notes. So then when they start chatting with you, it looks like it's intimate and they really remember you. But they're actually targeting hundreds, if not thousands of victims simultaneously. A very sophisticated operation. Yeah.
I mean, that kind of thing of referring to your name, like you book into a hotel where you've stayed maybe 6 years before, and the good hotel will say, oh, Professor Aiken, yeah, she's been here before. And you arrive to check in. Hello, Professor, how are you? And how is the family? Da, da, da.
And immediately, and they have their notes. And so sophisticated operation. And what we see in terms of criminality, I've just come back from The Hague, from the Europol conference, and you've got sort of a doubling down of crime here, because very often you get people trafficked into these call centres and actually forced to do this work. So you have criminal manipulation of people into this sort of romance
And Europol
fraud.
Have a name for all of this process where they talk about people being fattened up for ultimate butchering by these scammers.
Yes, I mean, it's about finding victims, leading them, you know, up a garden path, so to speak, and then ultimately cashing out. And in terms of the romance scams, the average loss for females in Ireland, reported to the Gardaí, is €28,500.
And that's the ones who feel so badly about it, they do report it. Others just lick their wounds and say, what an idiot I was.
And the highest amount reported by a female in Ireland was a loss of €450,000 in a romance scam with somebody she had never even met.
Wow. Now, the final category, the mules, and they can be quite young, the people who are caught up in this.
Yes, and we've seen this, and again, coming up to Christmas, you've got students, young people looking for extra money to buy the things that they want to buy for Christmas. You have sophisticated operators called mule herders, and they're the people online who go out and recruit the money mules. So money muling is when somebody asks you to use your bank account to make money transfers. And it might be set up as a job in online logistics. And you see this ad and it says, all you've got to do is do this. And you sign up for it and you give them your bank account. And they'll transfer €1,000 to you and say, you need to send on €800 in four lots of, say, 200 to these four bank accounts. And you can keep 200 for your job in logistics. That is money muling. That is a crime. The penalties and the consequences, even if you did not know you were committing a crime.
So they're not attempting to take your account and steal everything in it. They just want to use your account as a vehicle by which they launder money.
Absolutely. And they're laundering money from the proceeds of cybercrime, which would be the payment and the online fraud, human trafficking, drugs. And you're unknowingly, perhaps, are getting drawn into that world.
And the banks have ways of actually detecting all of this because everything is recorded and AI can get involved and say, oh, that account there, that looks a bit like a money muling, and then it can be pursued.
Well, what they'll do is they'll draw you in. So they'll start with small amounts and you think it's very easy. And then a large amount, maybe €10,000 will come in and then you launder it through your account. And the next thing is a knock on the door, because that's going to have triggered all sorts of alerts.
Like there are ways. You will probably get caught, so don't be fooled.
You will get caught.
So general advice then, Mary, given the time that's in it, the time of year and so on, trying to avoid being conned.
Stop, think, check.
Stop.
It's
think,
just
check.
Don't respond. Think about it. Use the information that you have here from campaigns like the campaigns we're running to actually try and think. Think like a profiler. And then check. Find a way to double check before you do anything.
Professor Mary Aiken, Professor of Cyber Psychology, thank you very much for joining us in studio.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.